go ahead and take our Bibles tonight to the book of Luke, actually Matthew, excuse me. Forgot to follow Sunday morning for a second. Matthew chapter number seven. So as I mentioned to you before, we did our series on prayer from the beginning of summer till about the middle of summer. It took a little bit longer than we expected. I had all intentions and purposes of preaching another series during the month of August. And as I'm letting the Lord lead and guide, we're not starting another series tonight. We might, you know, we'll just let the Lord do what he wants to do. And tonight's message goes along a little bit with last week's message. And when last week's message, we talked about believing what the Bible says about our speech. And if you remember, we used the PowerPoint and we talked about speaking, talked about using our mouth, talked about how the purposes of our speech, the goals of our speech was to glorify God. We talked about to make sure our speech was acceptable in God's eyes. We also talked about how to know every man, how to minister grace. And then we spent most of the time looking at some warnings given concerning our speech. We talked about determining when to speak and, more importantly, when to stay silent. We gave a number of times when we should remain silent. We talked about when you're not filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We talked about when it was none of your business. Remember how we talked about grabbing the dog by the ears. We talked about speaking before you know the whole matter. We talked about when you want to gossip, you should remain silent. When you're angry, you should remain silent until you have the Lord's leading and guiding on helping with that. And we went through a lot of different things when you don't have anything helpful to say. And the theme verse for last week's message was found in James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So in this passage of scripture tonight, we're going to look once again at something that correlates with that and is swift to hear. So the title of tonight's message is Believing What the Bible Says About Hearing. Believing what the Bible says about hearing. Be honest with you, I really didn't want to preach this message. A number of times I told the Lord, I had other desires and other interests. I even told somebody tonight, somebody here needs to hear this, so we should make sure we listen, because God kept on impressing it upon my heart. And as I study through the book of Proverbs, there's a number of things that talks about hearing and taking instruction, taking correction, taking reproof, taking rebuke. Like the Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration. God is profitable. And what is it profitable for? It's profitable for doctrine. The things that we know, the truths of the Bible, the things that we believe, for reproof. The Bible is good for telling us what we're doing wrong, for correction, how to get that right, for instruction in righteousness, and that's how to keep things right. And in Matthew chapter number 7, the Lord is here and he's teaching the Sermon on the Mount. In verses 24 through 28, it's a familiar passage of scripture, but it's something that teaches us an important truth that I want to remind us of, is that hearing is not enough. Not only are we supposed to hear the word of God, we're supposed to do the word of God. And the Bible speaks so much about hearing. And we're going to look at this for a little while tonight, not very long. And then we're going to consider the truths between the wise man and the foolish man. But we're going to go back to the book of Proverbs and we're going to compare the two. Because you see the introduction here of the wise man, the foolish man. It says, therefore, in Matthew chapter number 7, verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And that's an important verse for us tonight, is because what? We hear it. We hear it all the time. I'm talking to people that are at church on Wednesday night. Many of you worked hard all day. Many of you are tired and you're here. You have heard it. And he's saying, I will liken him that hears the word of God, him that hears the sayings of mine. And we've heard them. As I mentioned last week, we went to Shawnee Baptist Youth Conference. We heard 14 messages in 2.5 days. And you know what? It's not going to help anything if we just hear and do not apply those things. It's important that we understand in the word of God, like we learned about our speech last week. There was a lot of great truth in that, a lot of great things we can apply to our lives. And last week, as people were leaving, a couple of people made comments, and most of them were nice. And it was things like, yes, you know, those are things we can apply. I saw people nodding their head. That's truth. That is good stuff. The people came to the altar because our mouths are something we can work with and deal with. But I wonder from this week, from last week, how many of us really applied those truths? You're going to hear the word of God here. You're going to hear the Bible preached and taught here. But it's not just hearing the sayings of Jesus. He says the wise man is not just going to hear those sayings of mine, but doeth them. And then he says, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26, and everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell and gave, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished of his doctrine. Look at verse 29, that's the last verse right now. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. So they were impressed. Even the word here that it says that when he had finished speaking in verse number 28, he says they were astonished. They understood what was said. They took in what was said. They grasped what was said. Now the question is, are they going to apply it? And many of the people that were sitting there, we see them as fair weather disciples. We see them as the religious leaders and the Pharisees. And yes, there was a group that took in what was said and a group that applied it, and their lives were built upon a solid foundation. That rock, that foundation that was built, is because they heard it and they did it. We know the disciples, and we think of the apostles that were sent out and those 12 men that changed the world upside down and did not allow the things of this world, even though they faced many, many challenges, to sway. The rains came, the winds came, things blew, but they stood solid. James chapter 1 says something that is very similar in verses 22 through 25, but be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. For whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This man shall be blessed in his deed. You think about this. It gives the image, the impression is when you get up in the morning, most of you don't look as pretty or as handsome as you do when you first wake up in the morning. When you get up in the morning, most of us go to the restroom first. As you get older, you figure that out. And then you go and you get to the spot where you look in a mirror. And in the mirror, there's something that you should do to make yourself look better. Many times it's taking a shower. Sometimes it's shaving. Sometimes it's, but when you wake up in the morning, I know I've used this as an illustration before. Some people wonder why I wear so much hairspray in my hair. It's because I have 6 cowlicks. And in the morning time, my hair looks like it looks pretty bad. And if I walked out in the morning time looking like that, if I came up here and preached looking like that one time, even thought about doing it one time when I was going to preach on that passage of scripture, but I didn't think that Pastor Thompson would even let me in the building looking that way. But if I walked up and says, this is the way I look when I look in the mirror and don't do anything to do with it, when I just look in the mirror and don't change anything, this is what I'm going to look like. And many times when we look into the Word of God and we see the truths in the Word of God, we take it in, and say, okay, I see the problem. I see where there's an issue. I see how I could fix this. I see how I could make this better. I see how I could look more like Jesus if I changed this or if I did this or did that. And that's the idea of being a doer of the Word and just not a hearer, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in the glass. And I'm thankful that most of you guys looked in the mirror and fixed some things today. It's better than not. So remember that. And so what are you getting at, Pastor? I'm telling you that hearing is so valuable and so important. So now we're going to go to the book of Proverbs. And the book of Proverbs, you're going to see a number of different times that there's a comparison between the wise man and the foolish man. And in the wise man, you're going to see how he responds to hearing. So we're going to start in Proverbs chapter number 9. If you like to just listen, you're welcome to. I would encourage you to follow along to make sure that I'm not saying something that I'm not supposed to. In Proverbs chapter number 9, we're going to look at some different subtitles of the wise man versus the foolish man. Once again, you have the wise man versus foolish man when it comes to the house. And so I want you to consider what it talks about, some different things. The first thing we're going to look at is Proverbs chapter number 9. It's a wonderful passage of scripture. It talks about wisdom. Let's go ahead and get started off by looking in verses 7 through 9. Proverbs chapter 9, verses 7 through 9, he says, he that reproveth a scorner getteth to himself shame, And he that rebuketh a wicked man getteth himself a blot. This is just kind of free for you, that sometimes when you give out the gospel, people aren't going to want to hear it. Sometimes people are going to hate you for what you say. You say, oh, nobody would ever, but everybody's tolerant. They're not tolerant to the word of God. They're not tolerant to Jesus Christ and believing he is the only way. There are people out there that will hate you, and some people who will try to bring you to shame, and there are people who will make a blot if you continue on trying to reach out to them. And that's why the Bible talks about being careful. We should try to reach everybody. We should try to win everybody. Be careful with our time and our energies that we use and how we use those things. Because if it's a scorner or if it's someone who is a wicked man, God's going to have to deal with them before they ever get their heart right. But we can give them the word of God still. But look what it says in verse number 8. So we have, once again, this is the reaction of a wise man versus a foolish man. We're talking about reproof and correction. Look what it says in verse number 8. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. You ever had somebody hate you because you believe in the Bible? Not that you have pushed yourself on them, not that you have condemned them, not if you're trying to change them per se. You're just living truth in front of them. You're just speaking as they would speak to you, how much they don't like it, and they begin to hate you. And that's what the Bible says. He reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. But look at the next phrase. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. See the difference there? And he said, rebuke a wise man, he will love thee. Also, take your Bibles and go to Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter number 15. In Proverbs chapter 15, if you look in verse number 31, Proverbs 15, 31, the ear that heareth reproof of life abideth among the wise. So we're trying to look at, see the difference between a wise man and a fool man, foolish man, and it's saying a person who is able to hear the rebuke, a person who is able to hear reproof, a person who is able to take instruction, a person who is able to take correction and deal with it is someone who is going amongst the wise. Probably just the next page over in Proverbs chapter 17. Look at what it says in verse number 10. Proverbs 17, verse number 10. The Bible says, a reproof entereth more into a wise man, more than 100 stripes into a fool. That is truth. It's the Bible. Do we believe what the Bible says about hearing? Do we really truly believe that you can say one thing to a wise man and it will do just as much good as it would be for someone who is a foolish man and has to be beaten over the head with it? The question is, how do we apply that to our lives? Remember, the people that hear the sayings of Jesus and do with them, they're the wise man. They're the person that's going to be able to learn and grow and abide amongst those that are wise. So let's look at the foolish responses here for a second. Let's go to Proverbs chapter number 12. It's just a few pages back. Proverbs chapter number 12. Look what it says in verse number 1. Proverbs chapter 12, verse number 1 says, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. So as you see in the scripture here, there is people who will respond. There are people who will love them, as you saw earlier in Proverbs 9:8, that if you rebuke a wise man, he's going to love thee. If you rebuke or reprove a foolish man, he's going to be brutish, angry, someone who does not act the way he's supposed to be acting. Look at Proverbs 13, verse number 1. Proverbs 13, verse 1. Next chapter over, probably next page over. A wise man heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. There's truth that is found in here. What type of person and individual are you? Are you wise in hearing the word of God and wise hearing the scriptures of the word of God? Are you wise in taking godly correction and godly reproof? Are you someone who would hate to hear it? A scorner heareth not. They don't even listen to it. They refuse to admit it. They refuse to answer it. They don't want to hear truth. Sometimes I hear someone talking about creation versus evolution, and you begin to just tell them some simplistic, truthful things. Don't want to hear it. Don't have anything to do with that. Don't want to have anything to do with the word. Because a scorner will not hear rebuke. Look what it says in Proverbs 15, verse number 12. Proverbs 15, verse number 12. Probably just the next page. You turn the page. You'll be right there. It says, a scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. A scorner loveth not one that reproveth him, neither will he go unto the wise. So here's some truths that are here. It is found that this is how a foolish person, a scorner is going to, a brutish person is going to respond to reproof and respond to correction. You say, Pastor, why is this such a big deal? How are we responding to the teaching and preaching of the Word of God? When we hear the Word of God, are we wise? Because not only have we heard it, but we do those things. Jesus had said, those that hear those sayings of mine and doeth them not, he says, I'm going to liken them like a foolish man. You know, it wasn't just good enough that they heard it. It wasn't just good enough that they sat in a service and sat there and listened to him. Because the Pharisees and religious leaders, they all sat. They all listened. They even listened on purpose to see whether or not he was going to mess up or see where they could condemn him at. But instead, he says, they're foolish because they didn't take in what they heard. So not only when it comes to reproof and correction, let's also consider for a section about instruction and teaching and preaching. Because some of you might say, hey, I don't need to be corrected. There's probably a red light right there, is because we all can grow from this. I know as I get older and as I learn more and more about Scripture, I think I know less and less. And the more I understand and the more I feel like I become wiser in certain areas, it shows me how dumb I really was and how dumb I really am, because there's so much I can learn. We should never get to the spot where we feel like we cannot grow. We should never get to a spot where we feel like we cannot learn to listen and understand and let the Lord teach us. So let's look here. So the first one was about reproof and correction. The second one, let's compare the wise man and the foolish man when it comes to instruction and teaching and preaching. Look back in Proverbs chapter number 12. We're trying to stay close so you don't have to go back and forth a lot. Proverbs chapter number 12, we're going to look at a verse that we used earlier for the foolish man. But look what it says in verse chapter 12, verse number 1. Whoso loveth instruction, loveth knowledge. What a wonderful truth there. If you love instruction, if you love teaching, if you love the preaching, if you love instruction, you love reading, you love growing and love knowing, you know what you're going to do? You're going to love knowledge. Look what it says in Proverbs 15, verse number 14. In Proverbs 15, verse number 14. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. The heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. But the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. There's been many a times where people have come to me over the last 15 years, or someone's come to me and says, I think that you've made a mistake when it comes to your version of the Bible, or your stand on music, or your stand on dress, or your stand on this, your stand on that. And many times I would tell them in a nice, kind way, would you like for me to explain why I believe this way? Many times they don't want to hear it. They just wanted me to tell them, they wanted to be able to tell me what they believed, and they didn't want to hear anything I had to say. They said, we already know how you feel. So you know how I feel, but do you know where the biblical principles came from for that? Because everything we do our best to try to base it off a biblical principle. I know that some people will make the argument, oh, this is not found in the Bible, and this, you know, but there's a biblical principle that's there. There's usually, it will lean back and will go back to something, and you have to apply it, and you got to believe and trust as the Lord leads a minister, leads a pastor, that he is trying to do what's best, and as he feels like the Lord leads and guides, because it'd be much easier if we threw out and said, okay, you know, doesn't matter what version of the Bible you use. It doesn't matter what music we have at the church. Doesn't matter who preaches and teaches at the church. Doesn't matter how a person dresses or how a person acts. You know, none of those things matter. Everybody come and do, you know, would be much easier. You have a lot less headache, but you wouldn't have the blessing of God. You just wouldn't. So that's what it's saying here. It's you know, the heart of him that hath understanding seeketh knowledge. Seek knowledge. Seek the Lord on it. Not our own preferences, not our own opinions. Seek what God has said and let God lead and teach you. There is plenty of opportunity to learn and grow and understand. But I had one person come up to me and talk to me about the version of the Bible. I can see him sitting in my office and says, you know, this is wrong and this and that. He says, would you like me to teach you and show you? He said, no, I'm good. He says, you're good, but you don't want to hear what I have to say. Which, I'm not condemning the individual, and they're not here tonight. Don't try to figure out who it is. It's the truth of the matter is, if you truly want understanding, you won't just be one to say your opinion. You'll want to understand what the other person's opinion is also, and give them a chance to explain what they believe in the Word of God. Look what it says in Proverbs chapter 18. Remember, hearing is so important. And I know what someone might be able to say, make a case here and say, well, you talked about the Lord and hearing and doing, but over here in the book of Proverbs, it's talking about reproof, it's talking about rebuke. That doesn't only come from the scriptures, that doesn't only come from preaching and teaching. Sometimes that comes from other people too. And I understand that, but this is something is, do you have a heart for it? Do you listen to it? Do you understand it? I can have someone reprove and rebuke me even if I think that they are wrong. I will take it and listen to it, and I will consider it, and I will pray about it, and I will see whether or not I am at fault. And if I am at fault, there's something I will change. There's something I will give apology for. But if I'm not at fault, I will take and understand why they felt this way and then learn and grow from that, because you can always learn and grow from all types of people. Doesn't mean you have to change what you believe. Proverbs chapter 18, look at verse number 15. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge. The ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Once again, are we interested in knowledge? When we come and we consider the word of God and the things that are being said and taught and the instruction and teaching and preaching, not everybody's going to enjoy certain styles of teaching. This is a topical message. You know me, I enjoy more doing expositories. I like more getting into a passage of scripture and preaching and staying in that passage of scripture. But some people learn topically better. Some people learn expository better. Some people learn with object lessons better. Some people learn from the guys that holler and scream a whole big bunch and run around. And some people learn better when the guys get standing here and talk. But we can all learn and we can all grow when it's the word of God, and we can learn and we can understand from it. And the question is, are we interested? Because a prudent man getteth knowledge. The ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. Let's look at the foolish position on this one. Go ahead and take your Bibles to Proverbs chapter number 1. I know you have to turn back a little ways, but it's not that far. Proverbs chapter number 1. In Proverbs chapter number 1, look what it says in verse number 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. They despise it. And, you know, some people would say, well, of course, there's certain things I despise. I despise the teaching of evolution, and I despise this, and I despise it. And I understand that something that is anti-God and ungodly, the Bible speaks about standing up for that and stepping up against that. But this says, they're despising wisdom and they're despising instruction. I remember recently texting someone, an individual, and they were good. We were sitting there and we were talking. And I texted them and we were having a friendly conversation, and I asked them a question. I wasn't rebuking them. I wasn't reproving them. But at the same time, I was asking to be accountable to something they had promised. And after that, never responded back. Why is that? Is because they didn't want truth. They didn't want help. They didn't want the wisdom instruction. And you say, so what does that mean, that they're acting as a foolish individual, that they need some help here? Look what it says in Proverbs 1:22, same chapter, Proverbs 1:22. The Bible says, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning, and the fools hate knowledge? How long? You know, this, you're looking and you're saying, I wish that person would learn. I wish that person would grow. I wish that person would figure out what they're doing is wrong. You know what they've learned to do? They learn how not to hear. They've learned to know what the Bible says, but not to apply them. So, Christian, I just want to encourage you tonight not to open your heart and mind to all types of whims and doctrines. Not to go listen to everything that's said on TV and the radio and swallow it as the word of God, because some of that stuff is not. But I would encourage you to allow your heart to be one that is interested as a wise man, that would listen to a rebuke and listen to a reproof, even if it meant that the other person was even maybe in the worse, did the worse, or they were the greater offender in it. There's still much you can learn, because a reproof entereth more into a wise man more than 100 stripes into a fool. But the foolish hateth reproof and is brutish. The scorneth heareth not rebuke, neither will he go unto the wise. Since we're here, let's go ahead and look at one other thing. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15. Proverbs 12 and verse 15 is the same type of thing about listening to advice. Now, remember, advice, you got to take it for what it is. The advice I look for is someone who's living for God, someone who I want to be like, someone who I want to grow and become like, someone who's going to help me in my walk. What does it say in Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 15? So the first thing we looked at was reproof and correction. Next thing we looked at was instructions and teaching and preaching. This is the difference in the response when it comes to advice. Look what it says in verse number 15. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. A fool is someone who is going to be right no matter what you say. If you could show them directly right from the Bible and show them directly and say, these are the truths, this is why you're wrong. Like, nope. My way is right. My way is best. But the Bible says, hearkeneth unto counsel. A person that listens to advice is someone who could be wise. Christian, I just want to encourage you tonight. Encourage you to live for the Lord. Encourage you to live by believing what the Bible says about hearing. Because most of us have gotten to the point that we think we're okay when we just sit and come. We think, I'm here at church. It's Wednesday night. God is pleased with me. He is thankful that you're here. I mean, he's pleased that you're here. You're seeking him. You're searching for him. But he says, if you're going to be wise, you're not only going to have to hear the things that have said, you're also going to have to do them. Christian, just hearing is not enough. Apply those things that you've learned. Apply those things you learned this past Sunday. Apply those things you learned in your Bible reading today. Apply those things that you've heard and known that God's been speaking to your heart about. Don't just hear it, do it. Here's a couple more verses that I thought were good. Proverbs 15:31, the ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise. Let's see here. The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. I know these are some of the ones that we already heard. Let's see here. That's because I was reading the wrong piece of paper. Let's see here. Correction is grievous unto him that forsaketh the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. So some people are grievous when you try to correct them and help them. It's Proverbs 3:1, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. Proverbs 9:8, reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. If you give instruction to a wise man, he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 10:17, he is in the way of life that keepeth instructions, but he that refuses reproof erreth. Proverbs 13:18, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction, but he that regardeth reproof shall be honored. Last but not least, the fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. I know we preach a sermon about a series about before honor is humility, but it's when we humble ourselves and say, I don't know everything that is to know, and I can learn and grow, and God is trying to teach me and teach me daily to where I can learn and grow. And when we're humbling ourselves like that, that is the people that God's going to be able to honor. Do you believe what the Bible says about hearing? Hearing is just not enough. We also must be a doer too. Let's go ahead and stand to our feet with heads bowed and eyes